Carlos, congratulations. A great start to 2016. And I think we have to start talking about the goal. What a fantastic strike by Ross Wallace.
That's fantastic. I was joking with him that this week we are showing some image, some fantastic goals in free kicks. And I was joking with the team and with him that I remember one player do this kind of goals. It's Ross Wallace 25 years ago in Celtic, but we never saw this player to do this kind of goals. So it sometimes is a feeling that these kind of things can happen, because with him can happen. In the free kick, in the shoot, it can happen. And I am sure that he remember when he shoot the goal, the joke that I did with him this week. And it was a fantastic goal, fantastic. But the game, it was not just a goal. I think the game, it was a fantastic teamwork from all the team. When I saw players like Gary Hooper, that is a scorer, come to the midfield, connect the game, fight a lot to the team. When I saw in the team that Fernando Forestier is our most creative player, play on the left and put the interestings of the team in front of personal interestings, I think we are in good way, because it was a victory from a teamwork, in my opinion. In the game that we scored a goal in the moment that the game was balanced in that moment, and we did the goal. But in the second half, I think that we controlled the game, but at the same time we have the best chances of the game, because Joe don't have any defense during the game. So I'm happy with all the players, of course. Today, also, let me tell you that we saw this is the real Vicent Sasso that I choose to bring him. He comes in the beginning with a period of adaptation, of course, but at the same time, yeah, but some deficit in the leg with the knee. When we stop him, because he feel a lot of pain, you do a specific work to the knee, to the leg, and he come back 100%. So, to me, it was not any kind of surprise what he did today, because he's the Vicent Sasso that I know is this one.
Is his performance especially good given that he was a late call-up, because Sam Hutchinson was named on the team sheet and he has to come into the team right at the last minute?
Yeah, but he's angry. He won't play. And I know that, but he stopped a long time. He was stopped a long time. He's just training the last two weeks. So I push Sam to play. Sam is this try to play, because he's more fit. It's more in the he are playing, but I have absolutely confidence in Vicent, and I know that if he play, he will be okay, because it's this Vicent that I know, that I bring to Sheffield Wednesday.
And although, as you mentioned, that Joe Wildsmith didn't have a great deal to do defensively, I mean, every cross that came in, there seemed to be a head on the ball. Sasso made several excellent tackles. As a team, you had to work hard defensively, and you managed that today.
Yeah, we do that when. When our attackers start defending, means that our defense don't have too many work usually, and the goalkeeper is in good position. So it's what happened today. We start fighting on the attack. Nuyu and Gary did a fantastic work. After, the three midfielders more Fernando did a fantastic work also. So they cover all the situations. We control all the situations. So after it's more easy, but at the same time, we are looking to try to do the second goal. It's why the second half we try. We have good opportunities, very good, very clear, special two or three from Upper, and also one from Ellen, and probably we can score the second goal. But it's okay. We are happy. We are in the good way. In the day, let's talk now about the problems with the injuries, because I don't want to talk too much before the games, because I have the confidence in all players, and I have confidence absolutely in all the players of my team. But let me tell you that we are doing in this position, we play two games in 48 hours with a distance of 48 hours, just without Karim Westwood. Jack Kent was ill today, Tom Lees, Turner, Alex McGugan, Marco Matias, Filipe Melo, Bush, and Sam. And to this game we have doubts about Gary Hooper and Ross Wallace. So means, and they did a test and they can play. So I think in this situation, I think we are happy, because we really have a good team, because we don't feel that we need all the players, because I need all these players fit. But at the same time, the team is more than 11 players. It's the team means that the team is more than 11 players, and we show that we are really a good team. Because some teams, you know, that if they lose sometimes one or two players on defense, they have a big problem.
That is a long list of injuries there, Carlos. You know, are you optimistic that you're going to get most of those players back in the next couple of weeks?
I believe that in short time, we'll have back Tom Lees, I believe Jack Kent, Keenan Westwood, a little more but not longer, Turner, Alex, Bush, Mark Matias start training now. So soon we'll have the full squad like I want and I like it. And like I said in this week, we don't have any player in the overtraining like you see today. Everybody run and fight the 90 minutes without any kind of problems. So we'll be more strong.
And you don't feel, I mean, I think the transfer window officially opens at midnight tonight. You don't feel any pressure because of your injuries to maybe make emergency signings this week, even if it's just to get you through this difficult period with so many injuries?
No. We never discuss about emergency loan. So we are doing very well. So as I told you, if we will do something, we'll be surgical. So something that we feel that we need not absolutely to play, but to the month that are coming. It's not a lot of games, but we are not planning to move too many things in the squad.
Generally, you expect a quiet transfer window. Would that be generally fair to say?
We'll be quiet. Absolutely sure. We'll be quiet. I think. Okay, as I tell you, we are looking to the need that we have, and if we need something, not exactly to play, that we need something to play. But of course, if we bring someone, we'll be to improve the team. But we are not do too many changes.
When you see the chemistry that Gary Hooper has got with this team now, and the way that he played today, the fans have taken to him. I know that his loan is soon going to be up. Has the club sort of very keen to keep Gary here, and have those talks progressed at all to try and extend his loan from Norwich?
Yes, I'm happy because, as you know, 2 weeks ago, a lot of people complained about him, sometimes about Nuyu, sometimes about Alain, after we clap, after we are the best players of the world. So you know that I'm not a person to live between depression and euphoric. I'm here, I'm quiet, I'm coach, I'm quiet, I know exactly. There are players that in some moment can be better, but they have quality, or worse, but they have quality and they can do well in the future. And we must stabilize everybody. So Gary, we give time to him. He came very, very bad physical condition to our game, the one we play. Now he's better and we are happy with him. So it takes some time. Like Fernando in the beginning, don't play so well, because it's not with a good condition, but when you understand how we play, you start doing well. So it's normal because you have quality. So we are happy with him.
And if we are talking of sort of, you know, keeping this group together, and that presumably includes keeping Gary Hooper, does it not?
No, I wish, because it's my first option since the beginning, as I told you. He's the player that I have the striker that since the beginning is what I choose, and we follow him and take time, but after he comes, I wish to that we'll stay here, of course. But let's see, it's something that is something that I can't control, because let's see in the future.
And just to finish off the back of a, you know, very good win here to start 2016, you must be feeling pretty optimistic about this team moving forward now into the second half of the season?
I am. As I told you, we are... I am optimist. I think we'll be more strong when we have the full squad ready. Soon, in 1 or 2 weeks, we'll be with all the players fit and in conditions to play. And we don't have any player in overtraining. That players that we see that is tired and they have a problem is the opposite. I feel full energy in our team. And we'll attack the second half of the season with we'll be very strong. I believe that we'll be very strong in the second half of the season. Even with sometime we put one player or another to recover, it's something that we must understand is normal. But we'll not play again in 48 hours in 2 games and with a team that don't play. Absolutely sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.